Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, June 25th. Here's what we found out this morning on the show. We found that those reusable containers like coffee mugs and plastic bags for grocery shopping, they're right. Safe to reuse.
This is interesting because we're learning more about the COVID-19 virus. At first, we thought, well, it might stick on the surfaces longer than they thought. Well, it's not. So I feel kind of guilty using the one-purpose bags from the grocery store when I used to like to bring in my own bags.
Yeah, there's more than 100 scientists from 18 nations issued a statement stating that the reusable containers do not increase the risk of transmitting the coronavirus. However, as a safety measure on your end, you should probably practice proper hygiene with all these reusable items. Mm-hmm. So, you know, clean out your coffee mug each and every time. When you're back home from the grocery store, put the reusable bags into the laundry so that they're laundered, so they're ready to go for the next time. Just as an extra layer of protection. And I'm sure people who are handling that would appreciate that. This is probably
Go ahead.
I would say this is probably one of the more stranger stories, and I love it because it's a Florida woman, it's a paternity test, and it's goats.
Yeah. So, and it has the word Nigerian in it.
Yeah, so we're down to Hillsborough County, which is, by the way, one step away from Polk County, so keep that in mind. they filed a civil lawsuit against a neighbor. Apparently, Chris Hedstrom demands a paternity test for five goats she purchased in November. Her neighbor sold it to her for $900 for five Nigerian goats and says she either wants her $900 back or she wants some sort of paternity test that proves the lineage of the goats.
The pedigree. She wants to be able to register them with the American Dairy Goat Association. And you and I are both members in proud standing.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we're fundraising for them later on. So we'll be back about that in just a few minutes. She was told that the father of the goats was registered to the organization, but the organization says there's no registration at all. So that's where this is. So the next time you feel that the court system is running a little bit slow, keep in mind cases like this are clogging it up.
The U.S. versus Nanny Goat.
Yeah, 2020. Apparently, it's supposed to go to a trial next month, so we'll see what happens there.
Okay.
This was a kind of a strange one for me because I'm a firm believer in using bleach as a clean-all. And always,
Chris actually gets a Christmas card from Clorox.
Yes.
I mean, he uses a lot of Clorox.
I absolutely love it, and I was shocked at this because I've always been told my entire life, in order for bleach to properly work, you need to use it in hot water. And that's not.
I figure you're doubling your chances right there when you use the hot water and the bleach. It's a double whammy on any germs.
Yeah, but come to find out, if you're using bleach water for cleaning purposes, like mopping your floor or cleaning countertops, it actually is recommended to use lukewarm water instead of hot. And here's why: a couple of things. They say when you use hot water, there's a greater risk that the rising heat will waft some of that bleach chemical into the air, and that could cause you to have some irritation around your eyes and inhale it.
Okay.
It'd be kind of bad. But I guess more importantly is that the hot water actually makes the chemicals in the bleach break down quicker than if it was cooler temperature water.
So it's not as powerful as a bleach if you use hot water. See, I never knew that.
No, I didn't either.
Okay.
And it does kind of make sense because we had talked about, the shortage of hand sanitizer and disinfectants, what you can use. Well, bleach water is one of them. But the thing is that bleach water, you basically have to make it when you need it because after 24 hours, it's no longer active. This kind of makes sense. They say the only exception to you do use it in laundry, using it in hot water because it's not you know, you're using it for a few minutes, mm-hmm. and it's contained inside the washing machine instead of flying around the room. So,
excellent. You know, and here's another thing we learned about the coronavirus. We used to go into the gas station and use the blow dryer to wash your hands, to dry your hands after you washed them.
Yeah.
That was not a good thing to do. But now you actually can use them if you use this one technique. What'd you find, Chris?
Yeah, the technique is for you, instead of using the instructions that tell you to push the button and rub your hands together, is to push the button but leave your hands alone and let the air dry it naturally. The idea behind that is that you can actually get some of the germs, including coronavirus, kind of stuck into the nooks and crannies of your hand if you're rubbing them back and forth. Usually if you rub back and forth on like a paper towel or a towel, the germs are actually being transferred from your hand onto the towel. But if you don't have a towel, you're kind of smooshing it into your hand. So that's why they say it's best for you just to kind of let the air do its work for you. Or probably better is to anticipate anytime you go into a public restroom that they have air dryers and bring your own paper towels to dry your hands.
Yeah. And maybe a wipe, too. That's perfect. When we were traveling, my wife would we'd always grab a wipe before she'd go into the bathroom and just, I believe, hover and wipe would be the
yeah,
what women do.
That's true. That's why they have such incredibly strong thigh muscles, because of all that hovering that goes on. It is very true, because I know you are an excellent chef, Storm, and
you're kind.
I'm sure that this has happened to you many times. You're making something with egg, and one of the pieces of the shell falls into your egg.
And especially using farmer's market eggs, some of the shells are very thin, some are very thick, because these are free-range chickens, but sometimes you're going to get eggshell in your eggs in the bowl. I guarantee it.
And if you try and fish it out either with your finger or a fork or something, it kind of moves around like a two-year-old as you're trying to grab them.
It runs away from you.
Yeah. And this is apparently a pretty clever hack to store. If you stick your finger under the faucet and get it wet and then use that finger to fish out the eggshell, the water kind of attracts it a little bit, and it makes it a little easier for you to get that eggshell out of the egg mixture there.
So I just call them crunchy scrambled eggs.
I've done that before. I've gotten frustrated enough. I'm like, screw it. I'll just cook the eggs. And then when I'm eating it, I'll just be careful to watch for the little shells in there and pull them out.
You need calcium too, Chris.
Yeah, I guess so. And then this is a good one. In light of all the stores that are closing lately, Pier 1 being one recently, and you're probably going to find in about 6 month time that wedding gift, that gift card for Pier 1 that you got for your wedding 5 years ago,
uh-oh,
you got it.
Right.
But if the store is closed, you can't really use it. So they say what you should do is anytime you buy a gift card is to use a credit card to purchase them. And the reason for that is...
Never use cash. Use a credit card. What about a debit card, too? Either one?
You can use it as long as it has a Visa, a MasterCard, an American Express, or Discover logo, and you use the credit feature.
Okay.
And here's why.
I got you.
Those credit issuers actually have protections, consumer protection laws that apply to them. So you could, in theory, call if you used a credit card to buy a Pier 1 gift card and they're out of business. You should be able to call up your issuer of the Visa or the MasterCard and say, hey, I want my money back. And there are protections that should get you your money back so that you're not out.
So because who knows who's going to be still viable in 6 months from now, you know?
Yeah, you really don't know, do you? So there's our show for today, Thursday, June 25th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.